quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Josh Nason. And it is Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? Everything's calmed down a little bit, except for my shirt. All in's over. Triple A. NXT, SmackDown Collision, it's all in the past. Now we just move forward. Tonight is NXT. We have got the follow-up to All In on Wednesday. Wednesday's Dynamite. Last night was Raw, which was the build to Sunday night's main event, which for those keeping track is Sunday. Also something else happening Sunday. I'll tell you about it a little bit later. But anyway, that's coming up here today on the show. Then we'll talk all of the news. We got some new names that are starting in TNA, which is good because Lance Storm is joining us here today, and he can talk about that. We've also got an apparent retirement of a former WWE star. We got Wembley attendance news, which is always fun. We've also got some notes on Bronson Reed and Crown Jewel and the Money in the Bank PLE, which is coming up, and plenty more. If you would like to text us here today, Lance Storm and I, you can do so, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. FRWOnline at gmail.com is the email. I'm FRWOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, as well as at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. So whatever's on your mind today, well, we can talk about it after the break. Observer Live.
Here to say drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Nice. With my new savings, I'll get some hiking gear. It'll be great for my outdoor era.
I don't know if it counts as an era if you just buy stuff.
I got a cute hiking backpack. It's an outdoor era.
Well, you only bought one thing. I don't think it's an era.
Well, I think we're in a agree to disagree era.
Yeah, sure, you're probably right. Anyway, with the money you could save by switching to Progressive, you can afford to switch to other things in life. It's
my savings era.
Also, everything you do is not an era.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer. Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop. Are you moving to another state? We can make it easy for you. We are Movers USA. We're experts in getting your valuable possessions of your home from point A to point B anywhere in the United States. Now's the time to get a fresh start in a new city. Get it done right with Movers USA. We'll take care of your possessions just like our own. We'll take all the headaches off your mind, pack everything for you, and bring them safe and secure and put in the right place in your new home. If you're moving across state lines, call us right now for a 100% free quote. Ask your representative how you can qualify for a special discount with today's call. If you're moving anywhere in the U.S., we can get you there. Quick, call now for details. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. That's 800-631-3086.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Ah, what a way to start the show here today. So we already have an update, which is actually really funny. I always like a little bit of frivolity. So, I don't know which way. I think we'll start here, okay? Let's go backwards. So, Carmella on Twitter responded to reports that she was retired. And she responded here today saying, first, LOL, IDK, where all of this is coming from. For those of you that are old, that meant laughing out loud. I don't know where all this is coming from. I've been retired since I got pregnant with Dimitri. Doesn't mean I can't come out of retirement, though. She then tweeted, you guys, my foot is healed and I'm in the best shape of my life. Definitely not retired. Now, I bring this up because sometimes, you know, IDK, where this is coming from, she said, IDK. Sometimes, you know, you don't know. But in this case, where it came from was her own mouth. On her podcast, these were literally her exact words on her podcast. Regarding Corey Graves, we've been married almost 4 years. We work together. So we met through work, and it was a very similar kind of situation. We worked together all the time, and then we were home. I related a little bit to in your book and what you're saying, oh, our dates are all about half romance, half business planning. We did that. Luckily, Carmella said, and this is a direct quote, I'm retired now, so it's definitely a little bit different. I was a professional wrestler, so it's I can't wrestle anymore, I'm a mom, I have kids. That's kind of like, I'm retired. So then everyone reported she was retired, and she said, IDK, where that came from.
That may have came from there, I guess.
It came from her. But anyway, hey guys, you know, I know Lance defended this because he's a gimmick, but like, it's one of the problems with this stupid Brock storyline. The guy retires, and then literally the explanation... And I don't care what you say, Lance. This was the explanation on television. Paul Heyman was asked, how come Brock Lesnar came back if he's retired? And Paul Heyman's response was, he is retired. He's just still wrestling. It's stupid. When you retire, you should retire. I know no one does in wrestling, but like retirement should be retirement. If you say you're retired, that means you're retired. Now, granted, I've unretired 50 times. That's fine. But, like, you know, when you say you're retired, there's an expectation about what that means. And now people just break it. But to say that you're retired and still wrestling, even I haven't done that. I am out of retirement. I am a wrestler again. And by the way,
for the record, I am retired. I'm not wrestling again.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Now, hey, listen, I got a big announcement here. I should make this with Tom, but he's an idiot, so I'll make it with you, Lance. So, as you're well aware, I am the Pacific Northwest champion. And Tom likes to claim he's the champion, but he's not. And to prove this, this coming Sunday, if you are in the Seattle area, how many are in the Seattle area? Raise your hand. Anybody? There's a huge Seattle arts festival called Bumbershoot. And it happens every year over Labor Day weekend. And it's a two-day giant festival. There's bands and all sorts of craziness. And also, SOS is putting on wrestling shows both days. Multiple shows. And if you are going to Bumbershoot on Sunday, the 8 o'clock p.m. SOS show, I will be defending that relentless Pacific Northwest Championship in a singles match against Chris Rizik Sunday night at Bumbershoot for SOS.
You ever wrestled him before, Brian?
I've wrestled him a time or two. Although, to be fair, you know, people make fun of me coming out of retirement, but like in 2010, Rizik and I had a match. And the stipulation was the loser had to leave to Layla Championship Wrestling. I think it was for 60 days. He beat me, and I never went back. I over-delivered on the stip. So this will be our first match in, what, 17 years now? Is that right?
No, 16.
16 years.
You said 2010.
Yeah, 2010. It might have been 2011. Yes, the ideal reflection. It's me and Rizik again. We're going to do it one more time. I think it's my first singles match since Jungle Boy, actually, in 2019. So you should go, guys. God only knows.
Your first singles match post-pandemic.
It is. My first singles match. What year is it? Is it 2026?
Last I checked.
My first singles match in 7 years. It's coming up Sunday. So check it out for SOS at Bumbershoot.
Grab a hold, brother.
Sunday night, I'm gonna tear the house down, brother. You'll see. Well, Rizik will. I'll be there. All right. July 16, 2010 was me and Rizik. Look at that. Jeez.
Over 16 years ago.
That's crazy. Well, speaking of careers beginning and perhaps ending, you got two people debuting at on Impact this week. Zoe Stark and Avery Styles, the former Zoe Stark.
Avery Styles has not debuted on television, but he did have his first TNA match in Brampton at the past tapings.
Wow.
Zoe has appeared on television, Zoe Serrano, becoming one of the few pro wrestlers who end up using their real last name but a fake first name.
How about that? I don't know why they cut her. What were they thinking?
They do things for interesting reasons, but she's got a great physicality to her. And I think that really makes her stand out. So I'm looking forward to seeing how she fares in our TNA's knockout division.
Chris
I
goes.
I think she has her first televised match Thursday, I believe.
Thursday?
Yes. She just ran in and beat people up on the Live Impact show this past Thursday, but I believe her first match is Thursday.
September, Bronson Reed likely to make his return. There were obviously photos out recently of him appearing at WWE headquarters. And apparently he's all good to go. So all the best to him. Looks like he should be back soon. Logan Paul is, what did Logan Paul say? I'm mostly cleared. He said something. He can like do lariats with his torn triceps arm or something like that. So anyway, it looks like the Vision has gone from falling apart to being rebuilt. And I would not be surprised if Bronson Reed got involved in that Saturday night's main event match.
Sunday.
Sunday night's main event. This is stupid. Just run it on Saturday. It's make everything, make life easier for all us old guys. But anyway, it is, you know, I don't think there's going to be a clean finish under any circumstances. But Obafemi, I mean, obviously, you know, there's a reason that he won King of the Ring and then didn't take the shot, gave it up. And that is because they wanted him to be the king, but they didn't want him defending or fighting for the title till probably WrestleMania. And so he needs hills to climb between now and Saudi. And so my guess is that Braun's going to beat him with the help of Paul Heyman, who they have been teasing that Paul is more enamored with Oba than Braun. So I would presume that Paul and maybe Logan Paul and Bronson Reed all get involved, and somehow Obafemi is defeated, and away we go.
Or they just lay him out in the DQ because they don't want to beat him.
They could do that. They could do that. But we've beaten him before. So like,
well, yes, but that doesn't mean you should continue to do so.
I know. I'm not saying they should.
It was criticized the last time.
I'm not saying they should, Lance. I'm looking at reality. They clearly don't have a problem beating him. I don't think they want to beat him a lot, but like they could have not had Brock beat him at all, but they decided that it was of utmost importance for reasons unknown. He should have just won all three matches. I mean, Brock wouldn't have cared. He's done. But they had to do what they do. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now.
Celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance is joining us here today. I guess we got plenty of time now to talk about this turnstile count, which will drive everyone out of their minds. Brandon Thurston Post Wrestling got the turnstile count for All In. The amount of tickets scanned for those going into Wembley was 41,102. This is not the total distributed number and does not represent no shows or those who entered the stadium and didn't have their tickets scanned.
What, all those fans that snuck in even though they had a ticket?
No, it actually does represent no shows. What does it mean it doesn't represent no shows? That's exactly what it represents.
Well, no, if you bought a ticket and didn't show up, it didn't get scanned.
Yeah, so that's the 41 represents the no-shows of the total number. I know what you're saying, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
you're saying it wrong.
No, 46,987 were distributed. So yes, the 41,102 does represent the people who didn't show up.
No, it represents the people who did. The difference between those two numbers represents who didn't show up.
Exactly. Now, why this person asks if we not received the turnstile count for WrestleMania? Because nobody asks about it for any other show. Because everyone knows they can get it from Wembley. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, I know people are going to say I'm defending AEW, but you'll actually all find out in about a year when WWE decides they're going to run Wembley. The turnstile count is always lower on every single show. So it doesn't matter what show you choose. It can be this year's WrestleMania. It can be the Tokyo Dome for Tanahashi's retirement. It can be Monday Night Raw. It can be TNA. The number of people who buy tickets are never the number of people. And this, by the way, isn't even wrestling. It's concerts. It's anything you buy. It's Bumbershoot this weekend. There are always, I forget the number, it ranges, but approximately 8 to 12% buy a ticket and don't go. And, you know, if you want to get mad about that and think I'm defending them, you can. But I think every single person listening to this, you've bought a ticket for something once and you didn't end up going. Happens all the time. And the actual number of people in a building is always lower than whatever WrestleTix says for every single solitary show that there is. And that's just the way things go.
So, can I add, as someone who works for TNA?
Yes.
I would be really happy if we drew 41,000 people. Like, don't bury this number. That's a
Bro,
great
it's
number
not even that.
To have at a show.
It's not even that. They probably sold 46,000 or 45,000 or something like that. Like, if you buy the ticket and don't show up, they still got their money. So I don't think it's a big deal. Like, you know, you don't get your money back if you don't show up. They got their money. So, and yes, Chris says, turnstile count does include people who bought a ticket and then died. I don't think that's a large number of people, but
no, the turnstile count are the people who go through the turnstile.
Yes.
Dead people did not walk through the turnstile.
That is correct.
Unless
so anyway,
Chris McConnell was there.
Let's see. The announced estimated number for 2023 was 81,035, $10 million, 53,922 for 2024 and $6 million. And 46,987 for this year and $6 million. So ticket prices, I guess, were slightly higher this year to get a an equal gate as 2 years ago, the last time they went. So that is the that's the number. Actually, I believe maybe, let's see, All In took place. Oh, they actually did get the turnstile count when they went to Arlington, Texas. They had 27,245 in the building, and the turnstile was 21,973. So I feel like we've got the turnstile count for one of these WrestleManias, and it was exactly the same, for those of you that want to get mad. But that's what happened, so there you go. All right, let's see what we've got. NXT is tonight. This is the follow-up to Heat Wave, which was this weekend. Mason Rook is facing Cam Hendricks. Thea Hale faces Nikita Lyons. Noam Dar and Romeo Moreno face Sean Legacy and Dorian Van Dukes. That match actually should be awesome. And the former evil Naraku will face Shiloh Hill, which I just cannot believe. Guys, I got to tell you guys something. You know, every year we do the prediction show. And everybody, your job is to make a prediction for what's going to happen in the new year. And you want to make a prediction that is not so outlandish there's no chance that you could win. But also, you can't make a prediction that's so obvious that, you know, 10 people could get right and then it's like no one's going to win. So you got to go a little bit out on a limb.
Not Brian drops an F-bomb on Observer Live by mistake.
Yeah, you don't want to predict that.
It's a safe one, though.
I mean, you could predict Lance might.
That'd be further out.
And then I'd spend an entire year trying to make sure that person lost and I won. But anyway, the point is, you know, sometimes people make some outlandish predictions on the prediction show. Sometimes people make predictions and you're like, actually, that might actually, and then it doesn't. But every year, there is something that really happens that is so outlandish that it's like, nobody would have ever predicted this, but it would have won by a landslide. And this Friday, we have that thing, as on SmackDown, there's going to be a match where The Miz is wrestling Hiromu Takahashi. What? That's the match this Friday. It's a tag match. It's Miz and Kit Wilson versus Shinsuke Nakamura and Hiromu Takahashi. Hiromu and Miz are going to work together. What a time to be alive. This is why I really don't want Miz cut. Because like every now and then, there's just something like this happens.
Some weird Miz thing.
It's like, how could this possibly be happening?
And actually, I think he just hit 20 years or 21 years. I think today's his anniversary. I think it's 20 years since his main roster debut.
Good Lord Almighty. God bless the guy. I don't like to see his matches, but like I got nothing against him. I'm happy for the guy. He wrestled smart. You know?
He found his lane, stayed in it, and excelled at it.
I'm still going to have a better match than Miz this coming Sunday with Ryzik. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. I'll put money on it. But Dave's not allowed to watch it. Because he won't. Let's see. Crown Jewel is coming up on... when is it coming up? November 7th. There we go. November 7th in Riyadh is Crown Jewel. So back to Saudi Arabia for $60 million in one night. There you go.
I looked it up, and yes, September 1st, 2006 was his in-ring debut on SmackDown, where he defeated Tatanka.
He defeated Tatanka. Golly, that guy's been around a long time. He beat Tatanka on his main roster debut. Holy smokes. As you get old, you realize how old you are. You ever notice that?
Yes. Jeez. Well, I realized this weekend, it was the first time I wrestled Terry Funk, but my favorite match when I dropped the U.S. title to him in Amarillo, Texas on a WCW house show, I realized that I am currently a year older than Terry was then.
God. Dude, that Jericho stat, you and Jericho were in the ring with Gene Kaniski.
Yes, we tagged with him in a six-man, and then there was also a battle royal afterwards where he would have technically been against him. Don't know if he actually punched him or did anything in said battle royal, but...
I'd have gone straight for old Gene. I would have gone right after that guy. Let's do the old headlock in the corner, brother. Guys, he put up a stat. I don't know if he put it up, but it was a stat about him. I saw it on Instagram. Might have been somebody else. But anyway, Jericho has had matches with somebody born in 1928.
Gene Kaniski.
And somebody born in 2005.
Nick Wayne, I assume?
Yep. That's quite something else.
That's a big one.
Technically, I've had a match with Nick Wayne, so I've got a 2005. But I
yes, but the other thing
I'm not sure if I wrestled Granny, I'd still be a year off.
Is Granny younger than?
Yeah, she was 1929.
Oh, good gravy!
Wow. Yeah, I'm not. I don't think I'm gonna be able. I don't think I can break this record. But, Jiminy Christmas. 1928. You want to know another? Since I'm all about myself on this show today.
Of course.
And I'm also old. I am so old. Okay. That in 2002, I believe, in 2002, I was wrestling for Portland Wrestling, like the reboot on the WB in Portland. And I will never forget this because it's still ridiculous to this day. I'm in the middle of this match, and I look up into the crowd, and right there in a seat, having the time of his life watching this show, and my match, by the way, was John Morrison, before he had broken in. Like, he was still on Tough Enough at the time. He was in the crowd watching this show. Now he's had like a 25-year career. Good God. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Hear that overflow? That's not just rain. That's water pouring straight into your home's foundation. Clogged, broken, or missing gutters and downspouts can cause costly damage fast. We're talking foundation cracks, flooded basements, rotting wood, even mold. Most homeowners don't realize the damage until it's too late. We install, repair, and replace full-service gutter and downspout systems built to move water away from your home where it belongs. Call right now for a free gutter inspection. We'll show you exactly what's wrong and exactly how to fix it before it turns into a major repair bill. Call the Gutter Helpline now. Protect your home. Protect your foundation. Fix your gutters before they fail. Here's the number.
800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. That's 800-884-1561.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. This person says, Brian, was that fish planted after the cut or was it there the whole time? For those that don't know what he's talking about, how Shoulders Trolley became Big Vinny V is playing during the commercial breaks. When we had him put on a straight jacket and legit run out in front of a youth detention center where he actually probably could have been shot. And then we sent him into a freaking river.
The dead fish in his drawers.
Yeah, the dead fish was planted after he came out of the river. We didn't make him have the fish in his trousers while he was in the river. Although, at that point, he would have. Let's talk about Raw.
Yeah, it was a show.
You didn't like it?
There was a lot of things that got me. I was not a fan of the, 3 to 5 camera shoot of an impromptu fight in the back that was edited like a movie. I thought that killed a lot of the feeling of it being real. I'm going to not blame Netflix and assume WWE decided to do the censoring thing rather than actually having guys have to get color, just splash them on the floor and blur out their face. Much easier. And I don't think it really matters one way or the other, but a lot of people seem to be upset about it. And at the end of the day, what was it, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, we predicted Penta would win and he would challenge Roman in Mexico. And golly gee, that's what happened. Penta won and he's challenging Roman.
I have to say that this show was taped and I don't know, man. These taped shows feel like such taped shows to me. But I will say this. They utilized it to their advantage. So, like, during the backstage brawl with OTM and Royce and the Usos, they pixelated people's faces to make you think that, like, they were bleeding or their skull had been bashed in or something. So that was a clever thing you can do in a taped show. And then, obviously, the promo that the Jacob Fatu did. I mean, they want him to drop an MF bomb. Even I've never done that on this show. And it was fine because they just bleeped it out afterwards. And, like, the fans gasped. I mean, it was quite a moment. So at least they made the most of it. But it did feel like one of those shows where, you know, when they're taping, it's like, how quickly can we get out of here? You know, they get a 2-hour SmackDown done in an hour. And it's just like this was one of those shows where it was, you could tell this was a taped show. So it opened up with Royce and OTM attacking and destroying the Usos. And this was where they did the pixelation. And then they go to what is supposed to be Raquel and Sol Ruka, but Jacob Fatu shows up, and he cuts a very profane promo that ends up getting bleeped, and then they come out and they drag this guy away, and that leads to the opening match, which was Raquel and Sol, which I thought was fine, except it was, golly, the exact same House of Torture, Judgment Day match we've seen 7,000 times. And, I'm over it. It's interference, 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 including interference by people not even in the Judgment Day, which led to Raquel getting the win and retaining the title.
Can I offer my teachable moment in this match?
Sure.
It's a psychology thing. Raquel jumped and got on Sol and beat her up and got a little bit of heat first before Sol turns it around. When that happens, it is best to have a percussive, a strike, a bump or something as quickly after she turns it around to get the crowd into it. The spot Sol did is fine for a back and forth beginning of a match. But after getting elbowed in the face a dozen times and bumped, she didn't have anything they could pop from when she turned it around because she rounded off, she ran the rope, she did some back handsprings. And it's like, we know she's already in control, but there's nothing for us to pop to. And then she gets the head scissor and like, the head scissor's not really the end of the spot, we can't pop to it. And it really damages her reaction. Where if you're in a heat where you're selling, you've got to have a bump or a strike or something. The crowd can go, yeah, she's back. Instead, it's like, oh, she's doing stuff. She's doing stuff. Wonder what she's going to do. Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, she did that. That was kind of neat. and it really undermines her reactions as a babyface. There's a difference between beginning high spots and comebacks. And if you're going to cut off your babyface and get a bit of heat so they get that big reaction at the start, it needs to be something with a sound effect, a strike, a bump where it's like, yeah, pop for it. You can't do a long rally. You got to dunk the damn ball.
I need you to watch my match on Sunday and critique it.
Oh, God, I don't know if I have that much time.
Oh, get out of here. We had Penta Phoenix video package, which was good, and then Chad Gable came out for a promo, and, you know, this is all fine, but, I mean, in storyline, he explains that he wants to defend the Intercontinental title in Mexico because the Mexican people are the reason he's where he's at and blah, 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 blah. And he ends up calling out Dragon Lee, who, of course, lost in the tournament, the Roman Reigns tournament last week. And so Dragon comes out, and then Ethan Page comes out, and he wants the shot. And so Chad says, why don't you guys wrestle, and I'll face the winner. So this is all fine and good and everything like that.
But I gotta add, and then Joe Test declares, brilliant! And it's like,
yeah, he did a great GM job here, he says.
That's what happens every single week ever.
So the point of this is, I mean, it doesn't matter. But, like, in storyline, like, shouldn't Chad come out and go, I want to defend this title in Mexico, and I'm going to give a shot to whoever loses in the finals. Penta ends up getting the world title shot, and you know what? Phoenix lost, but man, he went all the way to the finals. He's going to get a shot at my title. Instead, he gives it to a guy that lost even earlier. So poor Phoenix is... that poor guy. So they have a match, and this is one of those matches where I'm a big fan of both guys, and I thought in a vacuum, like, it was a good match, but the idea was the winner's getting a title shot, and this was one of those matches where it was like Ethan, you know, kept countering everything. Then the turnbuckle comes off, and Dragon Lee gets sent into the turnbuckle, and, like, Ethan has the match won, but, like, the referee decides not to count because the turnbuckle is off, which... this happens all the time, and that never is a response of the referee. And then worse, like, the referee, okay, I'm mad because the turnbuckle's off. I'm not going to count for you. He doesn't even go to put the buckle back on. So then, you know, Gable gets in the face of, there's a big argument, and then Dragon, like, sneaks up from behind and hits a Destino and wins by the skin of his teeth. And I was just like, oh, whatever. It doesn't matter.
And yet again, we're putting Chad Gable in there with more over baby faces than him.
Yeah, I mean, can he face a, like, heel at some point?
I'm guessing he needs to turn in Mexico, because as far as I'm concerned, the baby face Chad Gable push is forced and not particularly working.
Well, I mean, it probably would be better if he faced heels. God, yes, Dave and I last night...
That's a little late for that, bro.
We went on and on about this babyface heel thing. I will not stand for this. Babyface heels don't matter, and there aren't any, and this and that. Dude, there's tons of them. But they're all the booking of the show.
Ethan Page is a heel with heat.
I know. This heel versus heel and babyface versus babyface stuff. It's not making the show better, and they keep doing it.
It's great if it's the exception. Like Punk and Owens. If there weren't 12 other babyface versus babyfaces matchups that aren't as good, then Owens and Punk would stand out more. And Owens and Punk are super established. So even if you pick one in this match, everybody's still going to love them. If you're a Punk fan, he's over. But it's like, Gable, you're trying to establish as a babyface. You're trying to elevate him. And he's been in there with Penta and Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee now. It's like, give him a heel.
Roman runs into Jacob backstage, tells him to handle the Royce problem. He'll handle the L.A. problem. Roman then goes down to the ring in the middle of the frickin' show. I can't remember the last time this happened. And him and L.A. go back and forth. And they're obviously, they got a big match coming up here. And Solo ends up getting beaten up backstage, so L.A. goes back to help. They blurred Solo's head as well. LA gets backstage, saw Fat 2, starts blaming him, and then Roman ran in, hit him with a Superman punch. And again, Roman told Fat 2 to handle Royce, and he would get LA under control. We had a classic tape show gimmick. Dominic faces Javon. JD interferes. GM comes out, signs a tag. It's Javon and Hendry versus Dom and JD. And it was like, after beating Dom for four straight weeks, it was like somebody finally went, wait a second, isn't he defending the mega title in 2 weeks at Triple Mania? Oh, we should maybe give him a win over somebody. And so he gets the pin here. Big splash on Joe Hendry, and Dom finally gets his hand raised.
Why was this classic tape show? They do this on live shows all the time.
Yeah, they mostly do it on tape shows. It's a tape show trope. It's a gimmick. Then we had this stupid Bailey thing, which is what set me off. Bailey's backstage with Stephanie. They're supposed to both be baby faces.
You mean Becky?
Whatever.
Where it's a big Bailey? Difference, Becky
Where
to
is Bailey. But they're
Bailey
supposed
was at, Bailey was backstage at our show.
They're both supposed to be baby faces, but like Becky literally came back as a baby face, and on the very first day was doing a storyline with Stephanie. And she's been a heel to Stephanie the entire time. But apparently she's still supposed to be. It's just so stupid. And they're going to have a match down the road. Paul did a promo, pretty much teasing he's going to sign with Obafemi. Or side with him, but we all know. And then, man, this main event. I absolutely love this match. Penta and Phoenix. Winner loses to Roman Reigns tournament. The last 2 minutes of this match were so freaking awesome. And you got to watch it because they never do much with Phoenix. Penta's kind of a star. But like everyone knows who's going to win. And the first half of this match, like the crowd's kind of into it. And they, actually, I'd have to see how they did the taping. This might have been 4.5 hours into the show. But anyway, the crowd's just sort of into it. And there's a big spot and they'll pop and then it'll be quiet. Big pop and they'll spot and a big pop and they'll be quiet again after the spot. And then it gets down to the last few minutes and Penta goes for a destroyer off the top and Phoenix flips out of it and lands on his feet. And Penta sells this like, oh my God, I cannot believe it. And the crowd starts like, oh my God. And so then Penta clears off the table outside. He hits a Made in Japan, putting him through the table. Toss him into the ring, makes the cover, and Phoenix kicks out. Penta, after all this time, something needs to be done. He's hit this guy with everything. He decides to go to his old arm breaker spot. He hits the arm breaker on his own brother. But man, it's his brother. And they didn't make this like too big a deal, but like he suddenly sees his brother down and he snapped his brother's arm, and all of a sudden he feels a little bit bad. But his own brother's like, come on, man, kill me. And so Penta looks at the crowd, and the crowd's like, yeah, kill him. And he's like, I'm going to Mexico, brother. And he goes running for this destroyer, and Penta does the forward roll into the Hurricane Rana, and it is the closest near fall, and this crowd is all of a sudden living and dying with this match. They're freaking going nuts. And as soon as Penta kicks out, he does his running destroyer. It was the best destroyer you've ever seen. They both did the full rotation in midair. Penta freaking lands on his head and he's dead. Penta covers him and pins him. The fans, standing ovation. They're on their feet going nuts. I was like, that should have been on All In, brother. That was as good as virtually anything on that show. It was awesome! So Penta's going to face Roman. They had a stare down. This match was great. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214. Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-796-1468. 800-796-1468. 800-796-1468. That's 800-796-1468.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. I can't get over how much I like that main event. When I was a kid, there wasn't a lot of wrestling. It hadn't been invented yet. But later, when I was watching wrestling, I would watch my favorite matches like over and over and over and over and over again. And there are certain matches from my childhood I just know by heart. I've watched them so many times. But like nowadays, there's so much wrestling, I never watch anything a second time. I haven't even watched...
Dave, neither.
Maya World and... No, I actually haven't watched anything from the All In main event again. And I kind of want to watch the entrance and everything again, but I haven't had time. But anyway... Dude, man, I was like, I watched the last 3 minutes of that match, and I was like, I got to watch that again. And I rewound it, and I watched it again, and I rewound it, and I watched it again, I loved that last sequence so much. It was just incredible. So you must go watch this match, everybody. Penta and Phoenix for the Roman Reigns tournament. Loved it. One of my favorite TV matches this year. So there you go. Anything else, Lance?
Again, not that it was traditional lucha, but what's the old expression? Great lucha, there's nothing better. Bad lucha, there's nothing worse. This would have been on the great side.
Yep, that is a true statement, by the way. Great lucha is good or better than any wrestling in the world, and bad lucha is, and I can tell you this for sure, it's worse than any other wrestling in the world. Bad lucha is the bottom of the barrel when it comes to bad wrestling. All right, we got to wrap it up, everybody. I'll be back later on tonight, Brian and Vinny's show, and back tomorrow with Tom. Lots of stuff coming up, lots of shows on the front page. Check it out, and we'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.